Interest rate cuts. A great time to trim down that festive debt. Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. In a significant move, the South African Reserve Bank, SARB, announced yesterday that it has cut interest rates by 25 basis points, dropping the repo rate to 7.50% and the prime lending rate to 11%. This reduction provides a prime opportunity for borrowers to manage their finances more effectively, especially as we come out of the festive season. This is according to head of National Debt Advisors Sebastian Alexanderson, who said, "The timing couldn't have been better for South African consumers. Credit card balances are usually at their highest during this time of the year, as many people rely on their cards for holiday shopping, travel, and celebrations. As a result, minimum payments go up, putting extra strain on budgets," said Alexanderson. "Evidently, even in our industry, after the festive season, we see many individuals and families seek debt counseling to regain control of their finances. With stretched budgets and new financial goals, there's often a surge in demand for professional advice on managing both short-term and long-term debt," he said. Easing the burden on indebted consumers. The recent adjustment has had a tangible impact on indebted families and individuals. For those living paycheck to paycheck, the small reduction in monthly loan repayments offers a breather. For heavily indebted consumers, particularly those managing mortgages, vehicle loans, and other forms of credit, the rate cut alleviates financial pressures just as we head into a typically expensive time of year. "Every little bit helps when you're navigating a tough economic environment. Even modest savings can be transformative for families already under strain," Alexanderson explains. "For example, lower monthly installments can mean more resources for essentials, creating a bit of breathing room." 2025 outlook. What's next for interest rates? Looking ahead, SARB is expected to deliver another 25 basis point rate cut in January, which would further reduce the policy rate to 7.50%. However, this may be the last cut for the year, according to experts like Tatonga Rusaik, sub-Saharan Africa economist at Bank of America Global Research. "The global economy plays a critical role here," notes Alexanderson. "South Africa will likely follow cues from the US Federal Reserve, which means future rate cuts will depend heavily on global and local economic conditions." While rate cuts bring short-term relief, Alexanderson emphasizes the importance of using this time strategically to manage debts effectively. "Consumers should prioritize repaying high-interest debts, such as credit cards and personal loans, and consider allocating savings from reduced payments to an emergency fund or additional debt repayments," he advises. Caution amid optimism. Despite the excitement surrounding rate cuts, Alexanderson urges South Africans to remain cautious. "While another rate cut is promising, we must prepare for the possibility that no further reductions will follow this year," he says. The SARB's decisions will also be influenced by broader economic factors, including GDP growth, inflation, and national debt levels. "The focus should remain on building financial resilience through discipline and strategic planning," he adds. Ends. Author. At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Plus. Posts bio at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors #Malongui-Disable-Link. Black Friday deals versus debt. How to stay in control in tough times at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors #Malongui-Disable-Link. Crisis-Proof your finances with an emergency fund amid global shifts at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors #Malongui-Disable-Link. The mental health cost of financial independence at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors #Malongui-Disable-Link. Heritage and wealth. How culture influences our finances. Share on your socials.